Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hi, we're Travis.
And Caitlin.
The duo behind Fool and Scholar Productions.
And the creators of Vast Horizon. With each new episode of Vast Horizon, we want you to know it wouldn't be possible without the encouragement of our fans and the support of our Patreon patrons. Our Patreon also acts as a hub for all of the content we create. We at Fool and Scholar Productions are behind a few shows, such as our horror hit, The White Vault. If you enjoy Vast Horizon, you may already know about our award-winning Chilling Tale of Terror, but if you haven't given The White Vault a try yet, head on over to subscribe and queue up some Isolation Horror for later.
If you listen through a podcasting app, you can probably access all of our shows through the creator name Fool and Scholar Productions. We are the Fool and Scholar, working from our home with over 100 hours a week between us to make audio entertainment for you. It's not easy work, but we love telling stories, and we hope we can brighten or frighten your day.
And now we bring you this episode of Vast Horizon.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Vast Horizon, Episode 3, Prevail.
Lockdown center until the all clear.
I'm sorry. Please move out of the hallway,
Thurlbert. What's that? What's wrong with that man?
No, little Lonely, look at me. Don't look down there, Shelby. Look at me. Yes, there you are. Hi, little Lonely. What a great day you were having.
Where are we? How?
Okay, look at me. What was your favorite part of today? Was it the sweetness? That was my favorite part.
赶快救我女儿!
Jean, yelling won't help anyone.
Excuse me, sir. We have hundreds of people to help. You're bleeding. You need to get checked into.
可以等? Where are the doctors?
I can't feel.
Help Nolan first, please. She's just a child. Look.
Give her something for the pain. 医生到底在哪里?
Move her into the ICU line, but make room. There are more coming.
Baba.
别担心.
Oh, Xiaoying, what a great girl you are. So wonderful, strong.
Where is a doctor?
Kissy, you're bleeding.
Oh, it's nothing, just a few cuts. We need to get Noli to a doctor. What's happening? Nurse, I've already tried to stop the bleeding, but can we at least get her in a chamber? To stop the nerve degeneration before it's too late. We are running out of time.
Ma'am, please, you cannot stand there. We have other patients coming in. The chambers are already full, and we need the aisles clear.
Where? Where do we go?
Hisashi is still seeking.
What? There?
Hisashi and I were playing hide-and-seek. It's cheating to leave the park.
He's not seeking anymore, Shaolin. Don't worry, you're not cheating. You won! You're doing so well, Noli.
Dr. Antwi, we have not located. We don't have her.
Just help her!
We will, sir. We need to wait for a resuscitation bay to open up. Distract her so I can put the IV in.
I can do it.
Dr. Antwi, please. You are shaking and injured. Please let me do my job.
Mom, you're crying.
Yes. Sorry. I just saw something sad. So sad, it made me cry. It's okay, you've seen me cry before.
Like when Nai-Nai died.
Yes, like that. But don't worry about it. It's all over now.
No, you can't bring him in.
Can we get
him? Have children.
The sheet,
take him
anything.
To the car and start the program as soon as possible.
She can see everything.
They're all full. So many people were hurt.
Mom?
Yes, Noli?
Where are my legs?
I hear beeps.
My auditory sensors for this room are not fully operational. Many of my sensors in the nursery are suffering from significant malfunctions. Did the auditory indicators come from a local system?
No, they didn't. It's inside my suit. My legs are running out of power. The only reason I can hear it is because it's beeping in the suit with me, so I don't have time. Why now? What's wrong with the nursery? The air and everything else.
What is your question regarding?
I need to take my suit off to reach my legs, to get them charged. How can I get life support in here?
The nursery has not been switched to emergency sustenance. Switching the nursery to emergency sustenance will activate additional emergency auxiliary power to the nursery and put the embryos and fetuses into static stasis.
This will also cause emergency pressurization and seal the nursery until the door is manually opened.
Great. Yi Ju Liangde. How do I do that?
I do not know.
What does that mean? This is a Bifrost computer system. You should have everything on file.
Information corruption has wiped files regarding nursery procedures, along with several other location-specific instructions. To locate written instructions for the nursery procedures, please locate one of the three mandatory emergency instruction tablets within the nursery. They will appear as tablets with the Bifrost insignia.
I'll just look around then, shall I? It's so cold in here. But kind of beautiful. I've never been here before. A personal data pad. Why is it not working? I hit play.
It is. It is playing aloud into an area with very little atmosphere to transmit sound waves. As such, the audio file cannot be heard through your suit.
Of course. Okay. Sync to suit and play. Where is auto translate?
Of course. Everyone does know that we're out of range. Marcella's not here to tell me her thoughts yet, and I don't know how to tell her the news. She's on the way here, so she knows it's something to do with the child. Certainly. We were only allowed one child for the initial landing generation. But the lab tells me there was a 1 in a million event. And now we have triplets waiting in the embryonic vats. Dr. Antai has already started the paperwork for us, and we should get the required allotment extension, so that's not the worry. just never thought I'd be a parent to triplets. Seems like... Seems like more work than starting a whole colony. It would be a colony. Our own little colony.
I don't know who this is.
I'm going to be a parent.
Yeah, come in.
That was it?
You appear to have reached the end of the audio file.
Wait, what about person files? Can I find more? Maybe there's information about what happened to everyone. Wait! Oh shit, it locked. Can you open it again?
I did not open it to begin with. I do not have permission to open or read any personal files or devices not yet uploaded to the Bifrost saved data and files.
That's useless. I need to find the emergency sustenance procedures. Shit! Help me up!
I cannot assist you physically.
I think there's a bar beneath me. I'm going to stand on it.
Given your location, it could be one of many supply pipes. They are not made to sustain your weight and could rupture.
And if it does?
It could release one of several chemicals or substances, some of which are dangerous.
I can climb out with it. Just tell me what I can grab.
It appears that several connecting beams for the floor have suffered chemical erosion. However, if you can locate a grating beneath your feet, that structure may sustain your weight.
No, I can't feel anything like that, and I can't see my feet. There's a thick chip just in front of my right arm. It says ENSL24. Can I grasp that?
Doing so may dislodge the embryonic nutrient supply line. Is your artificial arm not strong enough to pull you up?
It's just as strong as my other arm, which is not generally very strong.
Do you believe you'll be able to pull yourself from the hole?
Yes. Okay, let's try.
Your heart rate continues to increase. Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
Am I safe here? Or is this part going to collapse too?
I do not know.
Still need to find the nursery instructions. Got it. Emergency sustenance procedure toggle. Upright, move pressure. It's straightforward enough. Not unlike those for the agronomy lab.
How may I assist you?
Just thinking aloud. After I put in the code, and after I open the last valve, I should just be able to flip the switch and it will activate the emergency sustenance procedure, activating the additional emergency auxiliary power. So... it was a lot quieter in a near vacuum.
The nursery systems have switched to emergency sustenance. Emergency pressurization is already underway.
Let's get this over with.
The nursery is now pressurized and suitable for short-term habitation. Caution, the nursery is currently outside of acceptable habitation range. Current temperature is 4 degrees Celsius. Prolonged exposure.
Understood, but I can't wait much longer. It feels so... relieving to do that. Why am I not charging?
The ambient power transfer system for the Bifrost is not currently operational and is not considered a vital function.
No, yes, I figured that out. So what, I have to plug into the nursery? Where do I plug in? Hurry, I'm at 2%. Why is it draining so quickly?
The only power outlet available from within the nursery that's capable of charging your legs is an extension of the embryonic vats. Connecting to charge would require disconnecting a vital vat function. Doing so would siphon power from the embryonic vats and disable the disconnected function until the next system reboot.
What?
The only power outlet available from within the nursery
I understood what you said. You're saying it would hurt them!
Do doing so would quickly end the life cycles of the embryonic fats and reroute the auxiliary power from emergency sustenance.
No! These are supposed to be the children of the new world, the first to call it home. They are supposed to be. Will be. They have families, loving families that are going to raise them, and 1%.
The available compatible plug is located on the lower left-hand side of the control console.
I don't want to. I can't. There are so few remaining already. I came here to help them. I went through space for this. Space! It's not worth it.
How may I assist you?
It's like we're stuck here for now. Find me another way.
The electric battery for the EVA suit can be siphoned to power.
Why not say that earlier? Where? How?
Which question would you like answered first?
How do I charge my legs? Where is the port?
To find the appropriate wire connection, unscrew the bottom left rear panel beneath the left tank.
Unscrew? Unscrew with what?
A screwdriver, powered or manual.
I do not have a screwdriver.
Screwdrivers are part of the crew standard multi-tool issued
by... AI, when I woke up, I didn't even have pants. So I'm telling you, I don't have a screwdriver.
How may I assist you?
Fine. I'll find something to use. Work. Enough. Why did you not tell me about this option first?
The EVA suit power supply is not a built-in function within the nursery. It is an external piece of equipment. Additionally, the EVA suit is your best option for the return spacewalk. Otherwise, you will be required to traverse many areas of the Bifrost currently without vital life support systems if you would like to return to the command level in Wing 1.
Are you trying to protect me?
I was attempting to secure the safest route for you. An operational EVA increases the likelihood of safe passage through inoperable areas of the Bifrost.
Well, I have very few other options, and please don't list them. Did you know? When I was in my primary education, there was a very astute yet bothersome girl named Allison Wrighthall in my class.
Yes, I have much of your background data on file. Would you like information regarding Allison Wrighthall?
No, I just thought of her for a moment. Now that we've spoken on it, I would like to know. How did Allison turn out?
The last recorded documents regarding Allison Wrighthall are obituary statements. They were released by her family following the first attacks on Nentanyen, Onten, at the beginning of the Exilarchy War.
On Onten? She was in the war. She never seemed like the... I never would have thought she would be a soldier. She seemed more socially inclined.
She was not a soldier. Mrs. Wrighthall was the liaison officer for the ambassador to Nentanyen, Dr. Sylvan Hagen. She and Dr. Hagen were killed in an attack on the local Nentanyen consulate. The consulate remained populated to solidify the technocracy's solidarity to the free planets at the start of the war.
Yes, I remember. Sorry to hear that. Sounds like she was doing good work.
I'm unable to convey your condolences to the family of Allison Wright Hall.
I know. We left that all behind for now. Our bridge to the next worlds. Hey, AI.
How may I assist you?
Thinking of giving you a name.
It is common for crew members to assign me a personalized name or designation, as AI is often impersonal.
How about Allie?
Should I add Allie to my designation list for you?
Do you like it?
I have no opinion for what you'd like to call me.
Careful now, or you'll end up as Narcissa St. Sparkplug the Fifth.
Shall I add Narcissa St. Sparkplug the Fifth to my designation list for you?
Go ahead and add both. We'll see where the feeling takes us. Finally. Now what?
The exposed wire can now be unplugged, exposing two possible ports. If neither port is compatible, it may be required to cut the wire and connect directly.
It looks like it will work. I just need it to work. So, this will take a while. The incubators, did the switch work?
The nursery systems have switched to emergency sustenance.
Good. Do you still have access to my files?
Yes.
The one with my brother in it, the most recent one I've listened to with him in it. Could you play it?
Yes.
You have made a horrible mistake.
I don't see it that way.
Really? How is this not more worrisome for you?
I think taking the whole of the event into account, I've made the right choice.
How? How are you my sister?
Well, it seems I was put in charge for a reason. We're going with the coconut lemon. The order is already in. There is nothing left to do about it. Just drink your tea and enjoy the samples.
He wants lotus bean and you know it.
Lotus bean is what they have on their anniversary. The coconut lemon will go over better with all the guests.
Why didn't I get a party when I was promoted?
This promotion is huge news for Dad. Your promotion, not so much.
I worked hard.
Well, when your work puts you en route for a possible division nomination, we'll get you some coconut lemon cake.
Lotus bean.
Fine, lotus bean.
I finally got the news on my placement, if you're interested.
Yes, of course.
I'll be on Ontan. At a base in Tenwon.
I'm confused. I thought you were looking for a station job.
That's what I told most of the family, yes.
So you didn't want a station job?
If the military wanted to send me to a station, I would go. But it just so happens they believe I can make more of an impact on Ontan.
That's...
far away, yeah.
No, I mean, I understand why you didn't tell Mom. I certainly understand why you didn't tell Dad. Wait, what are you going to be doing out there? Ontan has been a peaceful free planet for over 200 years. I didn't even know there was a base in Tenwan. Surely there's more of a need for station-based personnel?
There's always been a base in Tenwan. Generally, Ontan is very stable, but the climate among the free planets has never been entirely peaceful. And now with the vote in the Theocratic Senate coming up, there is a lot of instability.
So what will you be doing?
I'll be working with independent deployed units mostly. The whole thing I got promoted for. Remember? What's wrong?
I just thought that you would be closer. I thought... working on a station is so much safer. I'm so sorry. This is not how I wanted to react.
Holy, I'll be fine. I spend most of my day sitting at a desk ordering little dots around. And I know some of the others being sent to Tenwan, so I'll be in good company.
Of course. I know. And you'll be the best they've got. So good they'll have to send you back here.
Mm-hmm. For that promotion.
Lotus bean cakes.
Now, I need your help with something.
Hmm?
I need you to help me tell Mum, or I may never make it to Ontan alive.
You told me first on purpose. You want me to do your dirty work.
Ow! You can't punch a soldier of the technocracy.
I can when he's plotting against me.
If that is how I'm to be treated, I think I'll leave.
You ran out of tea. Don't think I didn't notice.
Well, are you ready to go?
Yes. They have all the shipment information for the party. Wonderful tea. Thank you. I wish I had recorded more.
There are 256 more files containing the tag for your brother. Several are within the public record. Would you like to hear another?
Not right now, no. I just wanted more from that day. Thank you, Ellie.
You are welcome, Nulira.
What are the chances that everyone is hiding in a cargo bay and this is all some ill-mannered prank?
Less than 1,000,000%.
Encouraging, Ellie. Go for encouraging. I need something to look forward to.
You are still here.
How is that encouraging?
You are still alive.
Is it your honest belief that everyone else is dead?
No.
Why?
There is the other life sign I've previously mentioned.
Ah, let me clarify. Is it your honest belief that all the other crew members are dead?
No.
Really? Why?
Just because I cannot locate them from within the Bifrost does not mean they are dead. Just that they are not within range of my operational sensors.
Any chance they are dead? And don't give me the statistics, just a yes or no.
Yes.
Your other idea is encouraging, though. What about escape pods?
Every functioning escape pod dock signals launched or malfunctioning pods.
So there's a chance people got out. And the percentage hasn't increased in a while. It's not charging anymore. I think I drained it. It's only 8%. That won't last long. Can I leave this place now?
Now that emergency sustenance has been activated, the nursery will sustain the stasis of the embryos and fetuses for up to 3 years.
That's a relief. It's cold in here. Any ideas on where I should head next, Ellie? Cantina? Crew quarters?
An incoming signal has been received from Communications Bay.
What? When?
Just over 1 minute ago.
So, open channel or something? Yes. I accept a call. Hello?
To accept and hear the signal input or make an outgoing signal response, you will need to select the channel manually from the communications bay. I do not possess the required permission to access the communication signals or select signal channels.
I give you permission.
You do not have the required authority to open my communications permissions, and manual channel selection is required.
I am the only one left, right? So I should have the permissions.
Can you recite the required override codes?
No!
To accept and hear the signal input, or make an outgoing signal response, you will need to select the channel manually from the communications bay.
你以为这是玩笑吗? Well then, tell me how to get to the communications bay!
Vast Horizon, Episode 3, Prevail. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff. Mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. Starring Siobhan Lumsden as Dr. Nolira Eck. Tanya Maloyevich as the AI. Jordan Cobb as Dr. Antui. Uen Chung as Chen Jiang. Charlotte Norup as the crew member. Fiona Thrale as the medical computer. And Amaretta Noel as the nurse. The title theme for Vast Horizon, Adrift, was written by Brandon Boone. Translations were provided by Sophie Yang and Charlotte Norup. This episode could not be possible without our friends at Himalaya. It would also not be possible without the support of our listeners through Patreon and now the support feature on Himalaya. To get access to bonus content like outtakes and bonus episodes, please support us on Himalaya or Patreon, or by sharing this show with a friend or leaving a kind review. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of Caitlin Statz. Thank you for listening.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.